This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris. I've got Joyce here with me as well as Chuang. And let's take a quick look at international markets. Now, a new study by the IMF is projecting that emerging economies will muddle through recent market turbulence without a severe shock to their financial system. However, the IMF flags an outside chance of a crisis. Now, to talk more about this, we have on the line Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank in Singapore. Good morning, Vishnu. Thanks for joining us today. Now, given all that the IMF has just said, in your opinion, just how real is this crisis brewing here in this part of the world, Southeast Asia?
Well, I think it is quite, or at least it is not an insignificant risk for a few reasons. One is, as the IMF flagged out, I think, you know, EMs or emerging markets will be muddling through mainly because they're confronted with that double whammy of rising global interest rates, shrinking U.S. dollar liquidity. So this may impact a lot of the emerging markets that want to access U.S. dollars. So that usually creates a big strain. And also we're coming into the part of the global cycle. So a natural part of the cycle is there's a bit of a slowdown in the demand. The peak is over. So the growth rates will not be as high. But we also have got self-inflicted and you know, avoidable stress. For example, the U.S.-China trade wars, which will probably impact emerging Asia far more than, say, the developed world at this point, at least.
Right.
So for these reasons, I think these are not insignificant risks.
Vishnu, IMF also warned that investors are underestimating the risk of a financial shock today. Do you agree? And what investment strategies should investors be employing today?
I think the IMF has a point. I mean, first of all, the reason for underestimating is perhaps you know, just habit. Over the last 10 years, we've gotten used to a world of essentially very, very low interest rates. So it'll take a while for markets to readjust to higher interest rates. And also, we've had a huge infusion of liquidity in the markets from the major global central banks, and so again, markets will have to adjust. And they will have to find their footing in terms of what the correct pricing is. And we've seen over the last few weeks and months that we have had some corrections in the various parts of the equity markets, so on and so forth, more in the EMs. But also, I think lately the US is not spared either. So yes, markets are underestimating not just some correction, but the fact that because there were a lot of new investment tools, so on and so forth, whether there'll be cross defaults or cross shocks that comes across the system, I think that is a far bigger bigger risk and a tail risk at that, like the IMF points out. Investment strategies, I think, need to take into consideration the fact that you will have much higher interest rates, which means it'll be much more difficult to employ what you may call a carry strategy to borrow from low yielding to invest in high yielding. Also, we need to look into the fact that very quickly shifting global sense in terms of the trade atmosphere, which companies will come out as winners and which may need some readjustment. So it's still an evolving situation and certainly one where I think a stronger US dollar is going to create more stress for emerging currencies, at least in the next few months. So I think investors would be well warned to take a more cautious view. And the last point about this is, I think there's been too much stress on a flat yield curve in the U.S. In the U.S. I think we've seen the longer end, the 10-year, 30-year yields starting to move up.
Mm-hmm.
As long end yields move up, I think emerging markets will also have to position for a correction. So I think that's the last thing that the investment strategy should take in.
Well, exactly that, Vishnu. I think quite distressingly, the Dow dropped by the most the third worst point decline in history, 832 points. But going on by what you were just saying, with the bond market and the longer yielding, the longer 10-year bond yields,
the curve, yeah.
Curve, yeah, inverting. There was no safe haven in treasuries because even as the Dow was dropping, the bond market was also dropping. There doesn't appear to be a safe haven in treasuries, Vishnu. What was your take on that strange outcome? And what other safe havens could there be going forward?
Well, I guess I think I'll take it up from where you left it. You know, there are usually, and as you rightly point out, when emerging markets are selling off, Usually the safe haven is the U.S. Treasury, so you'll find yields going down as the prices of treasuries move up. Mm. The other way it can play out is when equities are falling, what happens is money recycles out. Money that comes out of equities gets into bonds. Again, the same effect. Bond prices go up, yields drop. But this time we saw equities falling and yields going up. So there are two ways to think about it. One is because the yields are also rising, equity markets get spooked by much higher financing cost. So we have to determine which is the dog, which is the tail. The other phenomenon, the way to explain this is to say that because also we have come into a point where the ECB has also, you know, really pulled back on how much liquidity they're providing, and the Fed is taking away $50 billion from the markets every month. So when both the supply of money, the amount of money is shrinking and there are shocks, it will not be surprising if you get a dual effect like that, where yields rise and equity sell off. And that's something that emerging markets need to get used to.
Vishnu, quick look at China. They're going to be announcing trade balance and import-export data this Friday. What's the expectation then? What's your assessment of the Chinese market currently, you know, as it grapples with the escalating trade war with the U.S.?
And that's a good question, and I think that's a very difficult one to answer. Looking past the month-to-month fluctuations you may see in the trade data, what we anticipate is a further slowdown in exports, and that's exports growth. So that's something that we've seen over the last few months. It's something we'll continue to see. And also we'll probably see the trade account overall starting to diminish, but not necessarily only against the U.S. So that's going to start diminishing a little bit. Especially as I think China deploys more domestic-driven strategies to buoy its economy. The two things that I think we remain cautious of is, I think as we've seen, China has already cut RRR rates. They're trying to cushion the domestic economy. That is relief for other emerging markets, including emerging Asia. But the channels of relief, I think, will not be as great as the export boost used to be previously. So I think other EM markets may not gain as much.
Vishnu, great insights as always. Thank you for joining us today. That was Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank in Singapore. Now, after this, we're going to take a look at Malaysia and how we could see a flurry of mergers and acquisition activities in the coming months. And this is after the government said it would look to sell stakes in companies. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.